Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Nun Aleph Amun Aleph. We're holding on Nun Amud Beis, the bottom line, Amar Rav Papa. So we mentioned in the previous Shir, Machlaikis, if Iker Shir is Beklir, Iker Shir is Bepeh, Amar Rav Papa Ketanai, that L'chayra, there seems to be a Machlaikis Tanayim about this very topic of Iker Shir Beklir, Iker Shir Bepeh. The Mishnah says in Erechin, Avde Kehanim Hayu, Divri Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Meir, the people that played the instruments during the Shir Shal Yayim, so they were Avdei Kehanim. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, that they were Yisraelim Yuchasim, they were Mishpachas Beis HaPegarim, Mishpachas Beis Siparayo, Umeamoim Hayu, or from the city of Amon, Bekitzer Yisraelim Yuchasim. Shayu Messiah Nakuhuna, to the point where Kehanim would marry their children into these families because they had good Yichus. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Aymer, Leviyam Hayu, that no, the people that played the instruments were Leviyam. So now says Rav Papa, that my lab, Ha-Kamifligi, L'chayr de Machlekes is as follows. Demand, Amar Avadim Hayu, Ksavar Iker Shir Bepeh. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that they were Avadim, it's because he holds that the instruments wasn't a chelik of the Avaida, Iker Shir is Bepeh. So you could even have Avadim play the instruments. Umand, Amar Leviyam Hayu, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, who holds, it was Leviyim who played the instruments, it's because Ksaver Ikashir Bekli, it's because he holds that playing the instruments is an Iker Chilik of the Avaida, and the Mamela, you have to have Leviyim do it, you can't have the Avadim. Now, says the Gemara, how could Rav Papa be right, Vatisra? Could you say that that's the Machlaikas? Rabbi Yaisi Maikasavar. So then what are you going to do with the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi, who said that it was Yisraelim Yuchasim? Mimanivshach, Iksavar Ikashir Bepeh, if he holds that the Kalim, that the instruments is not an Ikar, is not a Chilik of the Avaida, Afilu Avadim Nami, so even allow Avadim, Iksavar Ikashir Bekli, and if he holds that it is a Chilik of the Avaida of the Shir Shal Yayim, so Leviyim in Yisraelim Lai, so then it should have to Dafka be Leviyim and not Yisraelim. Allah, so says the Gemara, rather the Machlekes is based off of something entirely different. The Kuliyam Ikashir Bepeh, really could be everybody holds that the Iker Shir is Bepeh, and the instruments is not an Iker Chilik of the Avaida. And Mamela, everybody would agree that you don't technically need Leviyim. Ubahaka Miflegi, the Machlekes is as follows. The Mar Savar Hachiyava Maisa, Umar Savar Hachiyava Maisa, nothing too complicated. The Machlekes is simply, what happened? Maisa Shaya Kachaya, who were the people that played the instruments? That's the Machlekes. Now, Lamai Nafkamina, now why would they talk about just a historical fact of who played the instruments? What Nafkamina does it make? The machlekes is, there's a nafkamina lahalacha with regards to whether or not you could assume about a person whose family played the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash, could you assume that they have good yichas or that you could give them meiser? According to Rabbi Meir, you cannot assume that they have good yichas or give them meiser because they were avdei kehanim. If you hold that they were Yisraelim Yuchasim, like Rabbi Yaisi, Ksavar Malin Midochin Yuchsin, Avalola Meiser. So he'll tell you that you could assume somebody that you know that he played instruments on the Dochin, you could assume that he has good Yuchas, but you can't give a Meiser because he's not a Levi. And according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, who says that they were Leviyim, so he'll tell you that you could assume that they have good yichas, and you could also give them Eiser. So there's an afkamina la'alacha that comes down from this historical machlekes. So now, all this was mentioned because the Gemara brought Rav Yosef that explained the machlekes of Yaisi by Yehuda the Chachamim in the Braisa on the top of the Nun Amud Beis. There the Gemara brings a Braisa that discusses whether or not the Chalul is Deicha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda, it's Deicha Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, it's not Deicha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yaisi explained that the Machlaikas was Dafka with regards to this Chalul of the Shir Shal Yayim. And the Machlaikas was about Ikashir Beklir, Ikashir is Bepet. But with regards to the Chalul that was used during the Simchas Pesa Sheva, so then everybody would say that that's just Simcha Yaseira and it's not Deicha Shabbos. Even Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda would tell you it's not Deicha Shabbos. So that was Rav Yosef's understanding of the Braisa. So now the Gemara says, Rav Yirmi bar Abba Amar, that Rav Yirmi bar Abba is a different Pirush in the Machlaikas. The Machlaikas is Beshir Shasheva, Mamish Vakerd of Rav Yosef. The Machlaikas is specifically with regards to the Chol that was used during the Simchas Beis Sheva. He holds that even though it wasn't Avaida, it was just Simcha Yisera, still it's Daicha Shabbos. Because Lamaisa, like Rashi explains, the Isser to play an instrument on Yantif is only Midrabanan, it's Xera. And being an ancient was Pemikdash, so therefore it's Daicha Shabbos. For Rabbanan Savri, Simcha Yisera ain't a Daicha Shabbos. And no, it's not really so important, and therefore the rule of ancient was Pemikdash does not apply, and the Chol of the Beis HaSheva is not Daicha Shabbos. That's the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim. Of a Bashir Shal Karbon, when it comes to the Chol that was used, Bashasta, the Karbon, Bashasta Karbon Tamid during the Shir Shal Yoim, so that Divrei HaKol, Avaidahi, V'daicha Es HaShabbos. Everybody would say that Iker Shira is Bekli, even the Chachamim would agree that it's Daicha Shabbos. And says the Gemara, we have a Braisa which says Mamish Befirsh like Rabbi Yirmiyah, and not like Rabbi Yosef. Meisvei, it's a Kashon, Rabbi Yosef, the Braisa says, it brings this Machlaikas Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda and the Chachamim, and it specifies that Shir Shal Shai Eva Doichas Hashabbos Div Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda V'Chacham Emaimer Me'afyam Tevenu Doicha. But it says specifically that we're talking about the Shir Shal Shai Eva. We're talking about the flute, the chalul, the instruments that were used during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So that's Tiyofta Rabbi Yosef Tiyofta. So that's Mefirsh, not like Rabbi Yosef, who said that when it comes to the Simchas Beis HaSheva, everybody would agree that it's not Daicha Shabbos. Here the Braisa says Mefirsh, that according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, the Chol of the Simchas Beis HaSheva is Daicha Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yosef also had a second Chiddush. He mentioned that when it comes to the Chol of the Beis HaSheva, of the Karbon, so that's where we have this Machlaikas, that according to the Chachamim, the Chol that was used during the Karbon, it's not Daicha Shabbos because Iker Shira Bepeh. So now says the Gemara, Leimet Yavituf to Rabbi Yosef Betarti, that Lechaira, Lema Beshir Shal She'eva, who the Pligi of a Beshir Shal Karbon, Divrei HaKol Doichas HaShabbos. Now Lechaira, we have a second Kasha on Rabbi Yosef also, because the Braisa specifies that the Machlaikas is about the Chol used during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so make the Diak that it's specifically with regards to the Shir Shal She'eva that they argue, but when it comes to the Shir Shal Karbon, so then everybody would agree that it's Doichas HaShabbos, that the Iker Shira is Beklin, it's Doichas HaShabbos. So Lema Tiavi Tiofted Rabbi Yosef Betarti. So Lechaira, now we have a double kasha on Rabbi Yosef. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Lach Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef will tell you that Pligi Beshir Shal She'eva V'hu Adin LeKarbon. Then no, even though the Braisa only mentions the Machlaikas with regards to the Shir Shal She'eva, really they also argue with regards to the Shir Shal Karbon. Ah, so why is it mentioning it with regards to the She'eva? Says Rabbi Yosef, V'hai Deka Miflegi Beshir Shal She'eva, that which the Braisa mentions the Machlaikas only with regards to the Chol that was used during the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, is La'idiyachal Koichid Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, to show you how makel Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda is, that afilu de she'eva namidachi, that even the chol used during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, which was just Simcha Yisera, that's also Daicha Shabbos. So that's how Rabbi Yosef could answer up the Braisa. We'll ask the Gemara. We still have a kasha from our Mishnah. V'ha katani zehu chalul shabesa she'eva she'ena doicha lo'as ha'shabes lo'as ha'yamtif. Our Mishnah, an Aleph and Aleph, it mentioned the fact that the chol used during the Simchas Beis HaSheva is not doicha Shabbos and yamtif, and it specified which chol are we talking about. It's only with regards to the chol of the Beis HaSheva. So make the diag zehu de'eno doicha avol the carbon doicha. It's Mashma from the Mishnah that the Tan of our Mishnah holds it's only the Chol of the Beis HaSheva that's not Daicha Shabbos and Yantif, but the Chol of the Karbon is Daicha. So now money, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Inami Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. If you're going to tell me that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Ha'amar Shish HaSheva Nami Daicha. But Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda holds that the Chol used during the Simchas Beis HaSheva is Daicha Shabbos and Yantif. So he can't be the Tan of our Mishnah. Alav Rabbanon. It must be the Tan is the Rabbanon. Hutakas say that the Shir Shal She'eva is not Daicha Shabbos and Yantif. And you see from our Mishnah that it's Dafka with regards to the Shal She'eva that's not Daicha Shabbos and Yantif. But the Shir Shal Shal Karbon is Daicha. Tiyofta de Rabbi Yosef Betarti Tiyofta. So now we have a double refutation of the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. So now back to the original topic that we spoke about Iker Shir Beklir, Iker Shir Bepeh. Ask the Gemara, my time of demand, Amar Iker Shir Bekli. What's the makar, the man damer who says that the ikar shir is bekli, the chsiv is the pasuk says, v'yomer chizkiyo lahalas oyla mizbeachu beis heichel oyla heichel shir Hashem v'achat tzleitzreis v'al yedei klei david melech Yisrael. So it mentions the shir Hashem, and it's mashed from the pasuk that the shir Hashem was al yedei klei david melech Yisrael, was al yedei the instruments of David HaMelech. So you see that the ikar shira, the shir Hashem, was with the instruments. My time of demand amar ikar shir bepeh. What is the man d'amar of ikar shir bepeh? What's his makar? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, vayike echal mechatzrim v'lema shayrim lashmiya kol echad. So it mentions these mechatzrim, these people that blew trumpets, and then it mentions the mishayrim, the singers, and by the singers it doesn't mention any instruments. So it's mashma that there was no instruments, or that even if there were instruments, but that wasn't the ikar vayda of the mishayrim of the singers, rather ikar shira is bepeh. What is this man d'amar of ikar shir bepeh do with the pasuk of v'yomer chizkiyo, which is mashma that the shir Hashem was al yedei klei David melech Yisrael? So says the Gemara, Hachikamar, he'll tell you that the pasuk means like this, that heichel shir Hashem is bepeh. The shir Hashem, that's done bepeh. When the pasuk then says, al yedei klei David melech Yisrael, that there were instruments, in a chanami, there were instruments, but that wasn't what made up the shir Hashem, rather that was the vasu mekala, that was just to make the sound even nicer. V'idach nami aksiv, v'ike echel ha-mechatzirim v'l mishayrim. What does the man d'amar v'ikar shir bekli do with this pasuk of the mishayrim, which mentions these singers, these mishayrim, it doesn't mention that they used instruments? Says the Gemara, Hachikamar, he'll tell you that you have to learn the pasuk like this, that the mishayrim dumya de mechatzrim. You're supposed to understand by your own that the mishayrim are dumya to the trumpet blowers. Ma mechatzrim bekli, af mishayrim bekli. Just like the mechatzrim, they use the trumpets, they use the kli. So to the mishayrim, even though the pasuk doesn't specify it, they sung with instruments, and that was an ikar chelik of the shira, because ikar shira is bekli. So the Gemara brings the makar for each man damar and what he does with the other man damar's pasuk.